Hello, I'm the lady from house number 43. I know this is quite unconventional, but I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. There's just something I really needed to tell you because if I don't, I feel like my chest is going to burst open any minute. I've never done this before, but there's just something about you that makes me want to do uncharacteristic things. My intention is far from making you uncomfortable. Very far from it. I know it's not just me who feels this connection, this pull between us, but if it's just me, then this is just plain creepy and presumptuous of me, and I'm sorry about that. I'm always building up the courage to ask you out, but whenever we start talking, I just chicken out. You make me so nervous, even when you're just looking at me. I just want to keep talking to you. Do whatever it takes to keep your eyes on me because I'm completely enchanted by you. Since I'm being completely honest here, I want to tell you everything, especially how you make me feel, how you make me want, how you make me bold and daring. I didn't mean for it to happen, but one time I accidentally looked out through my bedroom window and I saw you touching yourself. Your eyes shut tight. Your hands stroking yourself, the other caressing your chest, your head tipped back as you bit down on your lips. I can't get the image of you out of my mind, and it's been at the center of all my fantasies since. Sometimes I would imagine myself kneeling between your legs, your hand in my hair while I pleasure you with my mouth. I imagine I'm the one making you feel good. My mouth and tongue and lips, the reason for your arousal. I want to be. I want to make you feel everything I feel whenever I touch myself to the thought of your lips against mine. Your tongue tasting me. Your fingers exploring my body. Your hard cock driving me wild. In my mind, you've made me feel pleasure so intensely that the idea of us fucking sends me over the edge over and over. You've made me come so many times. Yesterday afternoon, something shifted between us. One minute, I was watching you mow your lawn from my porch, shirtless, grey joggers, headphones on, your sun-kissed skin glistening from sweat. Then you looked in my direction and caught me staring, jaw on the floor. You look so good, like you always do. I bolted back inside my house because I was so embarrassed. But more than embarrassed, I was so turned on, I couldn't help it. Lust overrode the shame that I went upstairs and took my clothes off. My curtains are sheer, as you know. That's intentional. I know you can see through them and into my room, and if the wind blows through the curtains just right, you can see me clearly if I'm lying down on my bed that's directly facing your bedroom window. I knew you stopped mowing because I heard your back door open and shut, and then I saw you standing behind your blinds, your hands gripping the window frame, your chest heaving. We were both so out of breath. I knew, I was sure you could see me, and I couldn't help myself. I slowly crawled onto my bed, making sure you could properly see my ass. I swear, I could hear you growl. I arched my back and raised my hands above my head, putting on a little show for you. I started imagining we were in the same room. I could feel your stare on my skin and your warm breath on my neck, and I felt myself getting wet. It was exhilarating. My hands started skimming down my face, my neck, my chest, all the while imagining your fingers exploring my body. I loved it. Every second that your eyes were on me, that you were touching yourself in plain view. No shame, no inhibitions. I laid down on my back, a hand on one breast and the other travelling downward as I slowly spread my legs wide open, imagining myself making room for you. Do you remember? I looked out the window and felt extremely delighted to see your joggers halfway down and your hand gripping your cock so hard. I felt bolder. If there was any ounce of trepidation in my body, seeing the hunger in your eyes melted all of that away. Your gaze was transfixed on my hand, eager to find out where the next destination was. I wanted to tease you, but I just couldn't wait a second longer. As soon as my fingers made contact with the wetness between my legs, I looked at you, asking if it was okay. You nodded, and that's all I needed. I rubbed my clit to the same pace as your strokes. I've done this before, touched myself countless times, but until that moment, I've never felt like my hands weren't mine. It felt too real. Your rough hands exploring between my legs, spreading my wetness. Are you touching yourself for me right now? I hope you are. I hope you're thinking of my hand on you. Or would you prefer my mouth? Better yet, imagine your cock snugly moving in and out of my pussy. Fuck. I could hear you. Your voice carried through my open window and I felt it to my core. You were there and I was willing you to come over. Burst through my door and into my bedroom, fuck me hard and deep into the mattress until we're both screaming in pleasure. Then frustration dawned on me. If you wanted this so bad, then why aren't you here? Why are you way over there? Why aren't we fucking each other's brains out right now? So I started touching myself, rougher than I intended to. Rubbing my clit furiously like it's your tongue and mouth pleasuring me, and it felt so damn good. But it wasn't enough. I needed more. I didn't realize my eyes were closed until I opened them to see you pumping your cock just as fast as I was moving my hand. I've never wanted anyone to fuck me like I wanted you at that moment. Never needed to come as hard. So I dipped two wet fingers inside me and fucked myself like I wanted you to with your cock. We were both moaning so loud, I swear it felt like you were there fucking me. I could make us both come, I realized. I had control. I had the power. I thought that if I could make you feel good like this, then I'm going to do it. We kept eye contact and it felt so good to have you at my mercy in that way. Before, I used to close my eyes and imagine you on top of me. That time I didn't. I didn't even want to blink out of fear of missing anything. I could see your hand movements become jerky and my whole body started to tense. I wanted us to come together, and the only way I knew how to do that was to plead with my eyes. Come with me, please. I knew you felt the same, and it was such a relief. And I knew you wanted to come with me, just like I want you to come with me now. Fuck. I hope you're coming with me now. I heard you come. I felt you come. It was so good. I came and came and came and came. My only regret was that it wasn't on your cock. So no more regrets. This is me telling you, if you feel the same way as I do, my door is unlocked. I'm waiting in my bedroom. If you want me as much as I want you, come over and fuck me, please.